Today's Amud is Chagiga Zayin Amin Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line of Vav Amin Beis by the words Tanan Hasam. So says the Gemara Tanan Hasam that we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Peah. The Mishnah over there says, we say it every day, Elu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shir, the following things do not have Shir, there's no requirement, there's no measurement. HaPeah, the mount one gives for Peah, that's when he leaves the corner of his field for the Aniyim. So there's no Shir, you can leave as much as he wants for the Aniyim. V'habikurim is the first fruits. He's allowed to give as many as he wants. Doesn't say how many. V'hereayoin, and also the mitzvah of re'iyah, which for now we'll assume is talking about the carbon re'iyah. V'hereayoin is the carbon re'iyah. The amount one spends on the carbon, so there's no shear. V'gumilas chasadim, and there's also no shear when it comes to gumilas chasadim. At least gumilas chasadim when it comes to begufay, a person could do as much chasad as he wants. V'talmud Torah, and then of course Talmud Torah, there's no shear. There's no shear to how much a person's supposed to learn. Anytime he has a chance, he's supposed to learn Torah. Now Amar Rabbi Yechanan said that kesvurin anu loymar, we originally thought to say that harei ayoin ein leishir lamala. That which the Mishnah says that the carbon re'iyah doesn't have a shear, it means that there's no maximum shear. You could continue spending as much as you want. You can make the carbon as expensive as you want it to be. Avlo yesh lo shear lamata. But midaraisa, there is a minimum shear, like we had in our Mishnah. Bishamay said it was 2 ma. Basil said that the carbon re'iyah is 1 ma. But there is a minimum shear, midaraisa. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says that we originally thought. Until Rabbi Yishaya, the Berebi, which means he's the Gadol Adar, Rabbi Yishaya, the Gadol, he came and he taught us, Velimed, he taught us, that Hari Ayun in Lo Yishir Lo Yilamala V'Lo Yilamata. Now no, it's not true. Really, just like there's no maximum share for the carbon Riyah, so the Mishnah is telling us that Midaraisa, there's also no minimum share. It could be worth as little as you want it to be. The Mishnah gave us Shiurim. 1 ma, 2 ma's, there's Shiurim. Said Rabbi Yishaya, Avo Chachamim Maimrim Hariyah Ma Kesef Chagiga Shtei Kesef. That was all to Kanas Chazal. That was all Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan that the Riyah, according to Beis Hillel, has to be worth a Ma Kesef Chagiga 2, but the Riyah has to be worth 1. But really, Midaraisa, there's no maximum share, and there's also no minimum share. It could be worth as little as you want it to be. That which Beis Hillel said that the Riyah has to be worth 1 Ma, and Beis Hillel said 2 Ma, that's only Midrabanan. It says the Gemara, now that we mentioned this Mishnah in Peah, so my Hari Ayoin, what's this Lashon of Hari Ayoin? If the Mishnah was just speaking about the carbon Re'iyah, it should have said V'Hari'iyah. That's what the carbon Re'iyah is called. It's called the carbon Re'iyah. Ra'ayoin is mashma, to be seen. It's mashma, we're discussing the mitzvah also of being seen, of being Eilu L'Regel and being seen Kaviyachal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, we have a machlekes how to understand this usage of the word Ra'ayoin in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan says that Re'iyah panim ba'azara. It's coming to teach us that there's also no minimum shear, there's also no shear rather, when it comes to the mitzvah of being Eilu L'Regel. A person could go as often as he wants, even if he went already, he's allowed to continue going. He could go and be Eilu L'Regel as much as he wants. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish agreed that yes, it's telling us something about the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, but Reish Lakish said that what the Mishnah is saying is Re'iyas Panim B'Karban, that you could go as many times as you want to the Azara, you could go and be Eilu L'Regel as many times as you want during the Yom Tov, but each time you do, you have to bring another Karban. So Rabbi Yechanan said, no, you could just go empty-handed, you could go without the carbon. Reish Lakish has a similar type of limud from this usage of the word re'ayoin, but Reish Lakish adds in the detail that every time you go in your eilu regel, you have to bring a carbon. Now says the Gemara to qualify this machlekes, that be'ikar ha-regel, when it comes to the ikar of the regel, meaning the first day of the Yom Tov, so then kuli amu le'pligi de'ri'as panim be'karban. Everybody, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees, everyone agrees, that every time you go to be eilu regel on the first day, so you have to bring another carbon. You have to bring another carbon. Ki pligi the machlekes, where Rabbi Yechanan said otherwise. Rabbi Yechanan said that you don't have to bring another carbon. That's dafka b'shar yomayis ha-regel. That's dafka talking about the rest of the days of Yom Tov, not the first day. Now, says the Gemara, even when it comes to the rest of the days of Yom Tov, kol heichad da'asa va'aseh, anytime a person goes and he's eilu regel and he decides to bring a carbon with him, so that kuli amo lo pligi de mekablin mine. So that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees, that if a person wants to bring a carbon, he's allowed to. It's not a problem of Baal Taisif. If a person wants to, he's allowed to. That also everybody agrees to. Ki pligi, the machlekas is mamish in a very minor case. Everyone agrees on the first day you have to bring a carbon. Everyone agrees on the rest of the days of Yom Tov you're allowed to bring a carbon. Ki pligi da asa v'loy aisi. The machlekas is on the rest of the days of Yom Tov if a person is oil l'regel and he doesn't want to bring a carbon. He doesn't have a carbon with him. The Rabbi Yochanan savar riyas panim ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah is telling us a halach about riyas panim ba'azara to go heimas da ase loy tzarech la'asuye. That anytime a person goes to be oil l'regel, he does not need to bring a carbon with him. He doesn't have to. If he wants to, he could. But he doesn't have to. Whereas Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish said that no, Riyas Panim Bekarban. They call Emas the Asay Tzarech LaAsuye. Every time a person goes to be Ayil Regal, just like on the first day, he has to bring a carbon. Also on the rest of the day, on the days of the Yom Tov, Rish Lakish holds that he has to bring a carbon every single time he's Ayil Regal. And Eisvi Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechnan. Rish Lakish asked the Kashan Rabbi Yechnan, how could you say that a person is allowed to go without bringing a carbon? I'll bring you a raya from a braisa, that every time a person goes, he has to bring a carbon. The braisa brings the pasuk, v'yirou fanei reikam. I mean, it's not even a braisa, it's a pasuk. As for Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechnan, you're against the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'yirou fanei reikam. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you shall not see my face empty-handed. So how could you say, how could you, Rabbi Yechnan, say that you're a person's allowed to be oil regal without the carbon? The pasuk says pretty clearly that you're not allowed to see Hashem. You're not allowed to go seen by Hashem empty-handed. So Amar Le Biker Aregel. Rabbi Yechanan says back to Rish Lakish, that's not kasha. I'm asking on the first day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go empty-handed. The first that pasuk is referring to the first day of the Yom Tov, and then Takov Lo Yirov Van Ireikam. You're not allowed to go without the carbon. But on the rest of the days of the Chag, that's where Rabbi Yechanan says that that a person could go without bringing another carbon. Isay, however, Rish Lakish continued asking on Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says, "V'lo yirou fanai reikam," that you're not allowed to see Hashem empty-handed. And the Braisa continues. The Braisa explains that what does it mean that you can't see Hashem empty-handed? You have to bring a carbon. What type of carbon? Bizvachim. It means you have to bring a zevach. It has to be an animal carbon. So it says the Braisa, "Ataimer bizvachim." You're telling me that the pasuk's referring to an animal carbon? Who said? Maybe it's referring to bringing a carbon that's a bird or a flower offering. How do you know that the pasuk, when it says v'lo yirou fanai reikam, that you have to bring a carbon when you're oil regel, that's referring to an animal carbon? So it says the brisa of Adinu, it's logical that we're talking about an animal. Why? Because nemr chagiga lehedyet v'nemr re'il legavaya. It speaks by the carbon chagiga when it comes to a hedyet, that's a carbon shlamim, where people get to enjoy from the carbon chagiga. And there's a carbon re'iyah that goes kula l'Hashem, it's a carbon ayla. So let's compare one from the other. They're both mitzvahs of karbanis that a person has a chiv to bring on the chag. Let's learn one half from the other. So ma chagiga hamur lehedyet zvachim, just like the chagiga that it says by the hedyet. So that's a shlamim, that a person has to bring an animal. So too, says the Gemara, so too afriya hamur legvaya zvachim. So too the re'iyah that a person has to bring when the ayla that the person brings for the carbon re'iyah, that also has to be an animal offering. Now Rashi explains that the makar, the way that we know that the chagiga, the hamur lehedit, is dafka talking about an animal, is because the pasuk says lo yalin chaylev chaga yad baiker. It says you can't leave the chaylev over until the morning. So it's talking about something that has chaylev. What has chaylev? That's kariv legavaya. That's only an animal has chaylev that you bring onto the mizbeach. So therefore that's how we know that the chagiga is talking about an animal. And if the chagiga has to be an animal, we'll learn out the re'iya from the chagiga. Fine. So now we know that the carbon re'iya is an animal. Umahin zvachim. Now what type of animal? What type of zevach? So, and what type of carbon is it, rather, even? What type of carbon do you bring for the mitzvah of Riyya? So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, it's Eilois, that the type of carbon you bring for this carbon Riyya is an Eilah. You're telling me it's an ayla. How do I know? Maybe it's a shlamim. Maybe it's just like the carbon chagiga, where it's a shlamim. How do you know it's an ayla? Says the Gemara Vedinu, it's logical that it should be an ayla. Because nemra chagiga lehadid v'nemra re'iya legavaya. It says that you bring a chagiga for yourself, and you bring a re'iya to Hashem. So ma chagiga hamur lehadid b'ra'ayloi. Just like when it comes to the chagiga that's enjoyed by people. So it's the type of carbon that's enjoyed by people. You bring a shlamim, which gets eaten by people. So too, when a person brings a carbon re'iya, that's for Hashem, so that has to be something which is kaviyachol roi for Hashem. And what's that? That's an ayla, that the carbon goes completely to Hashem. V'chein b'din, and the Braisa adds further that it's also, it really makes a lot of sense like that, that the Re'iyah should be an Ayla, and should be the type of carbon that's Kula Lashem, because Shelo Yehei Shulchan Chamale V'Shulchan Rabach Reikam. It's logical that your table shouldn't be full while your master's table is empty. So if you're bringing Shlamim for yourself, Avadu, it only makes sense that then you should bring an Ayla for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Al Kopanim, the Braisa is really just commenting on this pasuk that says that you're not allowed to see Hashem's face empty-handed, and the Braisa is very clear. It means that you have to bring a carbon. So how could you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that there's a time that you're allowed to go and see Hashem without bringing a carbon? The Braisa seems to say that no, every time you go to be Oil Rego, you have to bring a carbon. So Amar Le Bikra Rego. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, it's not a Raya. I'll tell you that this Braisa, this whole thing is discussing the first day of Yom Tov. That's when Taka, you have a Chi, if you're not allowed to see Hashem empty-handed, you have to bring a carbon. But on the subsequent days of the Yom Tov, so then you're allowed to go without bringing a carbon. That's a mitzakasha. What was Reish Lakish even thinking to ask from this Braisa? The Chayr, it's the same kasha as before. Al Kapanim will go weiter. So it says the Gemara weiter. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan asked another kasha to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Reish Lakish asked another kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Then how could you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that there's a time you could be oil the rega without bringing a carbon? We learned in a Braisa like this. It says Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, that Shalish Regalim Bishanan Itznavu Yisrael La'alis Berega. There are three times of the year where Klal Yisrael is commanded to be Oilu L'Rega. B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. It's referring to the Shalish Regalim, the three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now, when a person is Oilu L'Rega, so he says, Ve'ein Nirin Chatzayin, that a person's not allowed to be seen in half, which we'll see what that means on the bottom of the Amud. Mishum Shenemer, because the Pasuk says, Kol Zuchorcha. Fine, again, we'll get back to that. Ve'ein nirin rekonim, and it says that when a person's eidel regel, he's not allowed to be seen empty-handed. Mishum shenemer vel yiru panai rekam, that you're not allowed to be seen empty-handed. So again, it's a kasher in Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say that there's a time that you could go without bringing a carbon? The Braisa seems to say on the pasuk that no, you're not allowed to go see Hashem empty-handed. So again, the same tarot as before. So again, difficult to know what the question was, but Amar le be'ikara regel. Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, it's on the kasher that's talking about the first day of Yom Tov, and then I'm asking that on the first day you're not allowed to go empty-handed. But on the subsequent days, that's when Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person wants, he could be oilul rego without bringing a carbon. Now we have a reverse kasha. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan now turns the table, and he asks on Reish Lakish, how could you, Reish Lakish, say that every single time a person goes to be oilul rego, doesn't matter if it's the first day, the subsequent days of the Chag, every single time a person goes, he has to bring a carbon, but we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Yira Yeh, and we darshan ma'ani b'chinam af'atem b'chinam. We darshan that a person has to be seen by Hashem, he has to go to see Hashem the way he is seen by Hashem. Just like he's seen by Hashem for free, a person doesn't charge anything for Hashem to see him, so too, when he goes to see Hashem, it's for free. He doesn't have to bring anything. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. It's chinam, it's free. So it says straight out that there is such a thing of being oil rego, going for free. According to Reish Lakish, there's never a time that you're allowed to go for free. Not on the first day, and not on the subsequent days. At least if you're Rabbi Yochanan, we could say that the Pasuk's talking about the Braisa is discussing the subsequent days of the Chag. The first day in a Chanami, you can't go for free. But at least there's a time, the subsequent days, you're taka allowed to go for free. However, according to Reish Lakish, there's never a time you're allowed to go for free. So this Braisa says, Mamish slugs up to Shitas Reish Lakish, and says to Gemara Taka, we have to now switch the way we understood the Machlekes. Elo must be like this. That kol eichad da'asav v'loy aisi, anytime a person wants to go be oil regal and not bring a carbon, the kuliyam loy pligi da'ayol umeschazev v'nafik. Everybody is masking that a person could go, he could go be oil regal, and he could leave, he does not have to bring a carbon. Everybody agrees, there's no chiyav to bring a carbon, it says it's chinam, you could go for free, you don't have to bring a carbon every time. Ki pligi, the machlekes is the asav aisi. The machlekes is if let's say you want to bring a carbon. Rabbi Yochanan de Amari es panim ba'azara. He holds that the only thing that's limitless is going to be oilul regel b'riyas panim. Riyas panim hudein lashir halu carbon yesh lashir. Going there's no shir, but to bring a carbon that has a shir. You can't just keep bringing carbonus every time you're oilul regel. That would be bal taisif or perhaps chulin ba'azara. Maybe both of them. You can't just go keep bringing a carbon every single time. time. You're idle l'regel. Whereas Reish Lakish Amar Riyas Panim Bekarbon Dafilu Karbon Nami Ein Lo Shir. Reish Lakish says that no, even the carbon doesn't have a shir. You could bring as many karbanis as you want. Every time you're idle, you could bring a carbon. So everybody holds you don't need to bring a carbon. Be'etzem it's chinam. You could go for free. The shaila is if you want to, are you allowed to? Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to, and Reish Lakish says that you're allowed to. Now, Esvei asked the Gemara Kasha on Reish Lakish, how could Reish Lakish say that you're allowed to bring a carbon every single time? But the Pasuk says, Haikar Raglecha Mibes Reacha, that a person shouldn't go to his friend's house so often. He should make it that it's Yakar, he should make it that it's precious, it's something special. He should make it that he's not there every single day. And we understand the Nimshol is that the Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that a person shouldn't go bring carbonis in the Beis HaMikdash every day. So you see, you're not supposed to bring carbonis. So it's a Kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, anytime you want to go, you could bring a carbon. From the pasuk, it's mashma that you're not supposed to bring carbonis every single time you go. So says the Gemara, no. Hasam bechatois v'ashamais. That's talking about chatois and ashamais. Those you should keep special. You should keep your carbon chatois and ashamais, which are brought for you doing an aveira, keep those special. Don't be bringing those every day, meaning don't be doing aveiras every day. But if a person wants to bring a carbon ria, he wants to bring a carbon that's just stamen and dava, that you can do every single day. It was dafka by chatois v'ashamais, that's what the pasuk's talking about. That he's not supposed to bring every single day. Because Rabbi Levi, like Rabbi Levi taught us, the Rabbi Levi Rami, Rabbi Levi asked the stira. Ksiv ha'ikar raglucha mebeis reecha. On the one hand, it says not to bring karbanis every day. Uksiv, on the other hand, it says avoy beischa ba'ilais. I come and I bring oilais into your house every single day. Mashma, it's a good thing to bring karbanis all the time. So said Rabbi Levi, like Asha, kam b'chatois v'ashamais, kam ba'ilais u'shlamim. Avoy beischa ba'ilais is with oilais is with shlamim. Is with karbanis nedava, that of course it's very nice. Bring it as much as you want, as many times as you want, like Reish Lakish said. But that which it says haika raglecha mebeis reacha, not to bring so many karbanis, that's referring specifically to achatois vashamais. And tani nami hachi, we have a brisa like this. Mamish this exact drasha. Clearly, Rabbi Levi didn't know the brisa. The brisa says mamish Rabbi Levi's drasha. Haika raglecha mebeis reacha bechatois vashamais. The brisa says that pasuk's talking about chatois vashamais. Those you shouldn't bring every day. Hakasim medaber. That's what the pasuk's talking about. Ato aimer bechatois vashamais ena alabaylis v'shlamim. How do you know it's talking about chatois and ashamais? Maybe it's talking about oilus v'shlamim. Kishu aimer avay beis chaba oilus ashaim l'chanedarai, that I bring oilus to your house all the time. So that pasuk is talking about oilus u'shlamim, that it's a good thing to bring oilus u'shlamim all the time. So how am I going to understand the pasuk which says that you're not supposed to bring karbanis all the time? That's talking about chatois v'ashamais, exactly like Rabbi Levi Darshan. One more Gemara says the Gemara ve'ein nir chatzon. Now, when a person's oil l'regel, so he's not supposed to go in halves. So, Savar Rav Yosef Omeima, Rav Yosef originally understood that what does it mean that a person's not supposed to go in halves? It means, man de isle asara banim, if a person has set 10 sons, so lo liskua inna chamisha ulamachar chamisha, so he shouldn't go on the first day of Cholamayit, let's say, the first day of Yom Tov with 5 of his sons, and then the next day go with another 5. You shouldn't split them up. Don't go in halves. That's what the pasuk means. You're supposed to go in kol zucharcha, everyone's supposed to be oil l'regel, the whole mishpacha together. Don't break the family up in half. That's what Rabbi Yosef originally thought. However, Amrle Abaye said to his Rebbe, he said to Rabbi Yosef, that pshita, that can't be the pshat. That's obvious that you can't, that you shouldn't split up the family, because haiminayu mishavis lu paishim, v'haiminayu mishavis lu zrizin. How are you going to decide which are the ones that should be paishim and delay the mitzvah and go tomorrow, and which are going to be the ones that are zrizin and they're going to go today? You're just going to decide, oh, you be the Shea, you be the Zaris, how are you going to do such a thing? So that's obviously not what the Pasuk means. Elekra l'mayasa. What's the Pasuk telling us? You're not supposed to go in halves. It means the Chata Acherim. It's coming to teach us the Drasha of Acherim that we already had previously on Dalam and Aleph. The Tani we learned in the Braisa Acherim Maimrim. Then Hamikamets, a person whose job it is to pick up the waste of animals. Vahamitzarev Nechoisha, someone who melts the copper. Vahaborsi, and a tanner. So all these jobs are very smelly. And Peturim and Ariya, so they're part of from the mitzvah. Because they're not able to go up together with all of Klai Yisrael and Shenemra, as the pasuk says, "Kol zochercha," they you're supposed to go up and be idle l'rega with all of your males, with all of Klal Yisrael. So Misha Yachol Alisim Kol Zecharcha, the only type of person who's chayiv in Riya is a person who could go up together with everybody. Yatzu Elu Sheinu Cholin La'alisim Kol Zecharcha. But anybody with one of these professions, he's unable to go with everybody. People don't want to be next to him because he smells bad, and therefore he's not chayiv in the mitzvah of Riya. That's what the Braisa means, that you shouldn't go in halves means that Klal Yisrael shouldn't go in halves, that there are people that are smelly, that they can't go up together with everyone else, so they're not chayiv in the mitzvah of Riya.